B-Pod Studios.
All right, I got Back Live Six's practice facility with Jason Martinez and Anthony Gargano. And next to me is a guy that I put against anyone. And you're not scoring on this man, all right? You ain't scoring. Forget about it. Just forget about it. You see James Ennis, Ennis the Menace, just run away, man. What's up, brother?
What up? How you doing?
Good, man. Real good. This is, you seem happy. There's a vibe around here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good vibe right now. You know, it's like the first day of school. Everybody's excited. Everybody can't wait to get started.
What are you thinking right now? How are you feeling? When you saw all the moves and yourself, I was real excited that you came back. Mm-hmm. That you're such a good fit here.
Yeah, I feel like coming back here was the right decision. And just knowing, like, the guys we brought in, you know, everybody's excited, and our depth is really good. I can't wait to get started, though, for sure.
You play with Josh. It's funny, we were just talking, and you play with Josh in Miami.
Yeah, when he was a rookie, I was in Miami.
Tell the fans, what kind of ball player is he? Because he can fill it.
Yeah, Josh is a dog. You know, he gets after it on the defensive end. He chased down blocks. He can shoot the ball, and, you know, that's all. That's what he does.
What a great thing. You know what's crazy is that starting five, Josh is the smallest guy at 6'6". Like, how about that length?
They had to remove a couple rows out of the airplane for the leg room.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm glad we had, like, our own seats, basically.
At this point in your career, you want to win. And this team that had to go in your decision to come back here to do something special. And like, you're a sports guy. You have an awareness of what this city's like. You were here last year for a period of time. You know how these fans are. Well, like, coming back here to win, you got, that's the mission, to come back here and win a title.
Oh, yeah. That's the main reason I came back here. Just wanted to win. I love Philly. Love the players. Love the coaching staff here. You know, just love everything about what's going on over here.
What do you see of Ben differently?
No, Ben's going to be Ben, but definitely he has more confidence in his shot. I've been watching him this summer work extremely hard on his jump shot, and he'll be shooting a lot more, definitely.
Don't you, and you can attest this, third-year guards, like, there's something about being in the league when you go into your third year, well, you kind of understand now. You kind of get it. The whole, it's hard traveling. People don't understand. The game itself's different. So by your third year, there's a degree of being comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Ben's an extremely good player. I think he's going to have a breakout year this year. So everybody just see what Ben does.
Yeah, yeah. And then how about Process dropping 25? He looks outrageous, James.
Oh, yeah. Joel, man, he's crazy, you know. He actually, his body looks amazing.
Incredible.
You know, yeah, I feel like he really stick to his diet this summer. And, you know, his body looks good. He's actually working out really hard. And I'm excited to see what he does this year, too.
To be, like, you're a willing defender. That's your hallmark. How'd you develop
more
that?
More than willing.
Yeah, I mean, like.
That's a prideful defender.
Matisse comes in. That's kind of his, you know, coming into the NBA. That's kind of his calling card as well. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like the glory of scoring points, but you're a guy that, you know, really prides yourself on really tough defense.
Yeah, I love getting stops. You know, I love frustrating people. It's just what I do. I like getting stops and getting players on my team open looks. Setting screens, they're doing the little things.
Transition, man.
Little spot. What he talks about. I love getting stopped. There's like an evil smile about
getting
that.
Stops, man.
That's beautiful.
That's knowing your role is huge, you know?
And by the way, don't leave him open now. Like he showed you in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Big shot.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll be hitting more threes this season. I put a lot of work in this offseason working on my three pointer, so it'll be a lot better.
A lot of will in that defense, man.
3-D, baby. That's just Lee. Seriously, 3-D, such an important role, man, in the game today. Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I'm so happy you came back.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
James, man, great to see you. Have a great season, man. We'll be bugging you all year.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, settle in, brother. It's a long season, but it's going to be a fun one. Hopefully it ends in June.
Oh, yeah, it will.
I love it.
Damn straight.
Thanks, James.
Appreciate
James Dennis joining us here at the Sixers practice facility.
Back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.